metaphorical thinking. That's another technique that you can use to spark your particular creative genius. And here's how you do that. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thanks for being here. So I want to continue talking about ways to spark creative thinking. I've talked about yes and photo prompts and various other techniques. I want to talk about a few more. Over the rest of this week, I'm going to talk about some of the other ones. So today I want to start with talking about metaphorical thinking, right? That's another technique that you can use to spark your particular creative genius. And here's how you do that. Well, first of all, what is a metaphor, right? A metaphor is something that you regard as a symbol or a representation of something rather than the thing itself. So for example, you might refer to a football team as a pack of wolves, right? They all work together for the same goal, and it can sometimes get ugly, and yet there is definitely a hierarchy, and there is sort of a this is what you have to do in order to work together kind of thing. Or you can refer to a team as an anthill, or you can refer to a problem as an onion, where you have to peel away all of the layers to get to the heart of the matter. Or you can look at it like a flower with the same kind of ideation. So if you have some sort of a problem you're trying to solve, one of the ways to do it is to see if you can find something that could symbolize the problem, use a metaphor, and then see if you can interpret those symbols and work with those symbols and those representations in a way that will allow you to see things a little bit differently. So let's say you decided to look at your problem like a tree. Okay, so if the problem that you're trying to solve is I'm going to do a different problem. I'm going to use one that isn't getting more listeners to the podcast. I'm going to use marketing my upcoming book, right? I wrote this mystery novel, and I'm going to have to figure out how to market it so it's successful and people want to read it and all of that. Okay, so here I am. I'm working on it. I'm working on how to make that happen. And let's say the trunk of the tree is the book, right? And the branches and the leaves and all of that are the various ways that I'm going to try and market that book. So what does a book need? The book needs, and the tree needs light. So it needs people from outside, things from outside shining light on it like sunlight. But it also needs nutrients from below. It needs my effort. It needs water. It needs nutrients. So my effort is the roots of the tree, if the book is the trunk of the tree. But then there are all of these different ways that I could market that book, right? I could go on podcasts myself and talk about what it's like to write a mystery novel, especially one with a protagonist that isn't one that I've ever heard of, who is a professional tarot reader. So I can do that. I can see if I can be guest on blogs. That's another potential branch of the thing, right? And so, for example, if I go on podcasts, well, that's one branch, but there are lots of podcasts I can go on, and maybe one person's podcast. Like if I go on my friend Wendy H. Jones's writing and marketing podcast, if I go back to that and say, hey, Wendy, would you like to maybe host me so I can talk about this process? She too is a mystery novelist, so she might want to have me on the show. Wendy, if you're listening to this, consider this my pitch. So I could do that. And then branching off that, maybe she'll have other podcasts she can recommend me to. But I can also see about people who aren't podcasters, birds that might come to the tree and sing in the tree to talk about some of this stuff and to sort of get what are those possibilities, right? So I could talk to people who aren't podcasters, who aren't in that space, who aren't even authors, who aren't in that space, to see if they have ideas about where I might go. Another branch that I could do, as I mentioned before, I could write guest blogs. So I could go to some of the bloggers I know and ask them if they want a guest blogger about creativity or innovation and writing and even tarot card reading, if that's what they wanted, and see if they wanted to, like, how do you come up with your goals and ideas when it comes to applying something like tarot card reading? And oh, by the way, one of the branches of this is that I have just written this novel, which is a mystery novel, which is about a professional tarot card reader who works with the police to solve crimes. And leave your comments if you'd like to know more. And then somebody might comment, and that's another branch of the same tree. Another branch of the tree might be doing readings at bookstores, right? Or doing virtual readings like on Facebook Live and seeing who might want to come, who might want to be the birds who come to the tree to listen to the reading, but also asking them for other ideas, other branches of that tree, and going, hey, do you have any ideas? And that could be another branch of the tree, talking to my friends and my family and seeing who they might know in the publishing industry, in the American Library Association. This isn't a children's book. Or I would go, hey, do you know any people who might want this in schools? I would not think that this is a school age book. So that's a branch of the tree I wouldn't try to use. But do you see how you can take the idea, the challenge that you have, and turn it into a metaphor that would really work to help you get those ideas? And each one of the branches of this tree will give me more branches to the point where I'm eventually at leaves, like at the end product. And the leaves are the ones where that would be the result, right? And the leaves collect the sunlight through photosynthesis. There's carbon dioxide fixation and all of that. So there's all sorts of stuff that goes on, because then there's a loop, a feedback loop with people who buy the book might want to review the book on Amazon or somewhere like that, where more people would then be interested in the book. And then it becomes this beautiful ongoing feedback loop, just like a tree does, right? That's what a tree does. That's one of the things that fascinates me about plants versus animals. Animals, we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide. Plants breathe in carbon dioxide and they breathe out oxygen. That's what photosynthesis and CO2 fixation is all about, right? So why is that important? It's important because it's part of this metaphor. It helps me know that there is a loop that can happen. If enough people get interested in what you're doing, then they will become contributors to what you're doing. And that's a really cool way of looking at all of this, is that it becomes a system. And it's not self-perpetuating. You're still going to need sunlight. You're still going to need water. You're still going to need nutrients to grow that tree. And the tree becomes part of a process, part of a system that can keep going, and at times, even without you, so that you can then focus on planting other trees. That's one way of looking at metaphorical thinking. So you can look at it like an onion or a tree or a pot of dolphins or a pride of lions or an anthill, whatever it is. If you're working on something solo, that might be a tree, and you're going to need to reach out for branches on that tree. But if you're working on something as a team and you need to be creative, then you can look at yourselves like an anthill. Each one of those ants, boy, they know their jobs, right? And they do them efficiently and beautifully, elegantly. And that's what you want. You want elegant solutions to this kind of thing. So that's one, another quick way to start looking at some of these creative thinking issues that we all have. Like, how do we spark it? What do we do with it? What are the ideas that we can make happen as part of this? So metaphorical thinking is one of them. Come on back tomorrow for a couple more, and they're pretty cool. So I'm excited to give you a few more tomorrow that you might be able to use to jumpstart your own creative thinking and creative problem solving so that you can transform your life to what you want it to be. Incidentally, if you want more ideas, if you want to go a little bit more in depth on how to do some of this, I've opened up my coaching practice again. And if you want to sign up and get a complimentary discovery call to see how, whether or not I can help you, whether or not we can work together, I would love to do that. I've started putting a little link to booking a discovery call with me right in the show notes. You can find it there. Book a discovery call. It's totally free to you. See if the kind of thing that you're wanting to do or trying to do could use my help. I would love to help you out. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.